It is such a pleasure to be here with you today and to speak to you about something close to me personally, that is about machines.
This is the Guest, Ghost, Host, Machine podcast from Serpentine Galleries. In this series, artists of all disciplines channel 21st century spirits and glitches to reimagine the world and our place in it. I'm Legacy Russell, and I'm here with artist Victoria Sin.
Hello.
Hi. Our first host for this episode is Yenna Sutela. Yenna's piece was co-commissioned between the Serpentine, the Goethe Institute, and Haunted Machines for the Marathon and Impact Festival 2017. In Extremophile, Yenna transports us on a visceral journey from outer space to inside our gut. Yenna mentions the idea of the human body as a carrier bag. It's, you know, kind of an amazing concept.
Yeah, and I think this is in reference to a really seminal essay by Ursula Le Guin, who is a very important science fiction author. In this essay, Ursula Le Guin posits the form of a carrier bag as the initial tool of humanity, rather than a weapon, and the importance of this as a model for how to think about kind of narratives in general. Yenna takes us back to this idea of the human body just being a bag that, you know, distributing seeds everywhere, which is quite disturbing, but yeah, probably very accurate. The fact that we probably have within us carrying around inside of our bodies or on our fingertips or whatever in the flora and fauna of our guts, the aliens of the future, of future generations. The alien is in us.
So this is Yenna Sutela with Extremophile.
So you go in the air shower, the door closes, the air shower starts, you get all the particles blown off from your gowning, and then on the other side you enter into the clean room. Microbes are using dust particles as a carrier. So microbes, when we control microbes, they don't usually float around in the air. They're usually associated with dust particles. They stick to dust particles. The mission ExoMars 2020 has several instruments on board. And one instrument in particular is looking for life on Mars. In order to make sure that this instrument really only sees extraterrestrial life and not Earth life that we bring with us, we have to clean parts of the spacecraft very well. We know that the terrestrial microorganisms can survive a lot of different stress factors. The concern is that some of them might survive a spaceflight. Well, the extremophiles are called extremophiles because they are living in what we would consider extreme conditions. Some like to live at very high temperature, some like to live at very low temperature. Some actually like to live on a diet, and if you give them too much to eat, they die. When we look for microorganisms in the clean room and on a spacecraft, we not only look for how many we have, but also who is there. These biological test samples are taken from the clean room, from the floor, from the wall, from tables, everything that you would touch, and plate the result of that on agar plates. These are plates with a nutrient. Bacteria like to grow there because it's their food source, and then you count. A positive case, you have nothing there, which means it's clean. If the result is not good, you have to go back and clean or sterilize and do the testing.
Thank you.
interstellar ascetics reverence all life forms. They are the most considerate guests in the universe, putting the well-being of theoretical beings before their own. Like scientists, the ascetics recognize even the invisible. They perform rigorous cleaning and decontamination rituals to do away with Earth bacteria and prevent human biolodes from entering other planets during space missions, all to provide room for future life forms to develop in peace. Planetary protection is necessary when we penetrate the surface of Mars with our probes. Love the glove. What they cannot see is that it's already all connected. The idea that microbes from Earth could make it in outer space inadvertently supports the possibility of life having come here from elsewhere at a previous epoch and survived the journey. Instead of humans, quote, shooting our spawn, sulfur, carbon, hydrogen, phosphorus, oxygen, and nitrogen into the void, unquote, the theory of panspermia, literally seeds everywhere, should be read as the universal distribution of life between the stars in the form of spontaneous contamination by extremophiles migrating through space. Life may have also been sent here by some higher form of intelligence. We all know intuitively what life is. It is edible, lovable, or lethal. I love natto, a sticky Japanese food made from fermented soybeans. Its main ingredient, Bacillus subtilis, is an extremophilic bacterium that has also been used as a survival indicator in spaceflight experimentation. Tolerating physically and geochemically extreme conditions, its spores could have been blown to Earth from another planet by cosmic radiation pressure. Maybe life itself came here in this spore-bearing form. Natto is called a probiotic, pro-life, for a reason. Not all bacteria can be cultivated in a lab. Some require our bodies as incubators. When eating natto, cultures of Bacillus subtilis move their habitat from the food to live and breed inside the human body. In turn, they provide us with immunity against diseases. Being a good host to others has always been the key to self-care.
Yes, sir. To your gut. Hear the strings of natto, the strings of life inside. Understand that your individuality is only a temporary manifestation of microbial relationships. One with the bacteria. Focus on this germinal idea. To be a one at all, you must be a many. Now allow yourself to become completely etherealized. Lose the close-knit organism, becoming masses of atoms in space, communicating by radiation and ultimately, perhaps resolving entirely into light.
The first tool in our evolutionary history was not a weapon, but a carrier bag. Think of the human body as this carrier bag, a tool for an interplanetary social commons. We developed to be Earth rovers for seeds everywhere, to carry them around and distribute them. And those seeds make us who we are. They regulate not only the course of our health and well-being, but our thoughts and emotions too. Is this how it feels to become the mother of the next species? To love them more than we love ourselves? Like an extremophile? Microbial relationships extend beyond the human lifetime. In that way, we are infinite as well. Intermediaries between the primeval slime and the stars. If we are lucky, spores will carry something of us as a parasite to the next emerging phase. A few microbes currently in your gut brain might become part of the brain analog of some creature on the edge of a distant, not yet existent world. If we coordinate our outer and inner quests, we will find that the alien is in us.
Yana's performance reminded me of Timothy Morton's talk from episode one. They both make us realize that we're very interconnected with wider environments. They mark a shift in perspective of our concepts of the self.
Our next ghost is Gaika. Gaika originally made his name as a hip-hop artist and has now expanded his practice to film, texts, and performance, bridging the gap between pop and art, if that gap even exists. Both Gaika and Yena use video projections in their performances, and both use their own bodies as canvases.
Right. I actually missed that because I was running around interviewing people. What did Gaika's performance look like?
It was a combination of almost, there was like an edge of it that was like a little dub, but also soca feel like mixed into it, slash hip hop, and then he wasn't wearing a shirt, and he had a projection onto his actual skin. It was like gothic-y, like dark, scribbly kind of cityscapes, kind of lots of moving graphics. It was like a face-melting experience.
Oh, wow.
So this is Gaika.
For this idea of mental simulation. So I really want to convince you of three things, really. One, that there's a large body of experimental evidence which suggests that mental simulation is a core part of human intelligence.
One, two.
That in order to build AI that's more general than the AI we have at the moment, we're going to need to emulate or copy this idea of mental simulation in machines. And three, that it's a really hard problem.
Human sentience is the understanding and awakening of context. The power of dominion gives our sentience. It delivers humankind's ability to consider time in abstract. This particularly human interplay of memory, experience, desire, and decision-making underpin the social structures we build and the laws we abide by. In truth, actions when considered post or pre-execution have an inbuilt perception or history that we write down, teach and study. These inform where, how and with whom we live. When we engage with rules of any kind, we are engaged in a form of time travel. And when we disregard those rules or conventions, we ultimately rewrite history for our own purposes. Abstract time and individual power are paradoxical. By inhabiting them, we are stuck in an infinite and inescapable contextual loop, yet they are both nebulous concepts. History, by the time we experience it, is entirely imaginary. The telling of history serves the morality of the person telling the story. The power of the story can be shared to glorify or to subjugate the receivers, as much as it can be used to fantastically and fatalistically enrich or impoverish the persons listening. The history of non-Europeans has been variously unwritten, stolen, minimized, harnessed, mythicized, and demonized. It's been poorly understood, assimilated, and destroyed in the Western arena, and resultingly, the West has enjoyed dominance over global affairs under recent times. However, the machine is coming. Culture and people that are non-European in racial origin continue to exert significant and increasing influence over evolving Western culture and technology from the inside. Today, multiculturalism and technology go hand in hand. I'm in this for the immigrants. I'm in this for the immigrants. I'm in this for the immigrants.
Fiend. No walk in the valley in the shadow of death. Trying to find the value and collateralize dirt. Remove where the ghost them walk. Them talk. Can I talk about needing jobs? Can I talk about cleaning blocks? Can I talk about grief and loss? Can I talk about young black boys? Walk out in the street and does I get shot? Are you gonna let them kill the cops off? Blood point your hands, you can't walk. A 7-4 a sinner or a prisoner of God. So sleep on your bed, dream of the dead. Paralyzed with a gun to your head, I can't breathe. With your hands on up, I can't breathe again. Babylon, I talk, so I walk with my son. And you mean on a life where nothing. We're hungry, them eat, so we squeeze off rushing. Skyward busting through the teeth and glutton. Was a hole in God for his war non-stop. Pagans mocking bright lights I get at. Who forgot the rule shit? Like steel rings round on eggs. who forgot the routines like the cleaning of our days. Them years in this repent for reasons for the rich men. Play time for the fools. Just a Lego, do something new. Movers and shakers and flukers and fakers. Gunmen and then let them eat cakes. Oh, bubbling in the melting pot. With a bully, I wanna go pop. Tell me not, maybe not. I am happy with a strokes in a headlock. I look for money for my back pocket. Ask money for my late night logic. For my late night logic. When I walk in the room, there's a fortress. Dripping in jewels, I'm just flawless. All your goons are just porous. So it's black things, but it things moon. I'm walking inside borders, I'm gassed off the pink. The carnage you are with a bag full of yen. Smashing on fashion and gassed as I clean up. I'm like it's Vegas, I'm all held a king. I'm cold as a martyr, running in broader.
In a relevant way, you can use the results of the simulation to ask the things about the real world. And if the model corresponds to reality in a relevant way,
hey, hey. What are you afraid of? Gold street, gold, gold eyes, frostbitten as they wing. I will mash up things like a little wicked picnic. No, I guess there's nothing can fix. We never know that, you'll never own that. We plaster and the cracks and mash up any facts. It's like that. It's like that. From fiction to fiction to fucking dereliction. Your palaces of prisons that talk to me. Nothing venture, nothing gain. Matter all vain. Drop it round my neck like a bingo train. It's a shame when you. It's a shame. It's a shame when you can't pronounce my fucking name. Faded again. I blame it on sin. Climbing the stairs. We walk too far. Nightmares of dream. Visions we see. Protect. There is no security, there never was. Significant worldwide changes in communal expectations are the result of a qualitative shift or curve in the cultural space-time of human existence. A new hunger for equality has been brought about by exponential technological advance. Ironically made possible through old world, industrial and military frameworks. The sudden interconnectedness of human consciousness created by high-speed digital data networks and cheap intercontinental travel changed the way we can look at modern and subtle economic functions. A change towards a more relativistic and less pyramidal or anarchical approach. World society is no longer based on the will of an emperor as an informational gatekeeper. Information is firmly in the hands of the common man. God save the roadmen. God save the goons and the dark souls. For they have the will to act.
What if there's a disparity between the simulated world and the real world? Also, isn't simulation overkill? You know, if I don't need to simulate, for example, the blades of grass at the bottom of a cliff, you know that it's not a good idea to jump off a cliff. Jump off a cliff. Jump off a cliff. Jump off a cliff. Jump off a cliff.
Yeah, we are lacquered. No, we're giving over. There's a war on us. Your eyes really thunder. When they yoke with a finger like them, she rides when you were lying. She's dead for the world.
If you'd like to see more of Gaika's audiovisual work, you can find it on his website, gaika.warp.net. I would really recommend it.
The Guest Ghost Host Machine podcast is brought to you by Serpentine Radio. That's radio.serpentinegalleries.org. Don't forget, you can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts. All of the material in this series was originally recorded at or produced for the Serpentine's Guest Ghost Host Machine Marathon in October 2017. Our music is by marathon performer Fatima Al-Qadiri, a.k.a. iShy.
Dominating devices
and
tribal spectacles.
Guest Ghost
Host Machine.